This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, reporter Melissa Townsend talks with Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Chief Executive Melanie Benjamin about her visit with President Trump and her reactions to his new executive order on missing and murdered Native Americans and Alaska Natives.
This call is now being recorded.
Thank you again for making some time. So I saw you at the White House in the Oval Office.
So we have with us some of the great leaders, Melanie Benjamin, Chief Executive of the...
That was interesting and unexpected, by the way. Apparently the calls came in Friday, but nobody really checked until Monday.
So she hopped on a plane, and the next day Benjamin was at a photo op in the Oval Office. It was Tuesday, November 26th.
And why do you think they invited you? I mean, I know you're a superstar, but...
Don't I wish that. I don't know any of the background, why I was chosen to come. Maybe I'm one of the long-term tribal leaders. I've been in office since 2000, so I've been involved in a lot of policies across Indian country, so that might be one of the reasons.
Did you expect to speak there on camera?
No, I did not.
Would you say would you like to say something? Come here a minute, Melanie. Say a few words, please.
Buju ani Anishinaabe du Minogijigad Nungum. Melanie Benjamin Indigo.
It was my understanding that it was really going to be just the witnessing of the signing of the executive order.
And why were you compelled to jump on a plane and fly to D.C.?
Well, it's the topic, missing and murdered indigenous women and girls. This has been going on for far too long when we have our American Indian girls and women and others that are not on the radar screen in a sense that doesn't take a high priority for law enforcement agencies.
So you're probably familiar with the task force. I'm not sure how comfortable you are being critical or optimistic, but let me just ask you, frankly, how do you feel about the terms that are set out and what this will look like?
Well, I think as we go along, there is going to be probably a lot of tribal consultation with this. Hopefully there is, where the real experts can weigh in and talk about what this means and how to impact this topic.
I was talking with Sarah Deer, who used to be here at Hamline Mitchell and is now at the University of Kansas.
Sarah Deer is a citizen of the Muscogee Creek Nation and a professor at the University of Kansas. For over 25 years, she's been working in law and public policy to end violence against women.
She has real concerns about it lasting only 2 years, thinking like, well, they'll hire somebody in these different offices, they'll figure out what they want to do, and then it'll be time's up. Do you have that concern also?
Yes, I have a concern when there is a limited time to address this, but I think it gives us the opportunity as advocates in Indian country and tribal leaders to really press the importance of this and getting that continued in the manner that it needs to be done, whether that's permanent legislation or however that should work.
Got it. Now you're saying hopefully and probably there will be tribal consultation. So there are no tribal leaders on the task force.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at that a little closer as well and see how we address that. Because I think anytime you have these kind of initiatives that you have to have, what are the resources needed and how are those going to be allocated?
Yeah, has the dollar number been put out there at all?
No, I haven't heard one, but for this to happen in Indian country is really a positive movement, and we just need to perfect it in a sense, I think. Maybe that's not necessarily the correct word, but...
Right. Do you have a sense of how this federal task force might interact with the state-level task force?
No, not yet. I talked to Lieutenant Governor just a little bit. As we move forward, I think that's going to be one of our tasks to make sure that there is communication and involvement and partnerships and making sure that we move forward together.
Great. All right. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate the call.
Oh, well, thank you.
That was reporter Melissa Townsend and Mille Lacs Chief Executive Melanie Benjamin talking about the new federal task force on missing and murdered Indigenous women. This is Minnesota Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.